Let's go back to pre-COVID times for a minute. You're a college student and you want to take a break from the grind by going out for a few drinks or maybe getting a mani-pedi with your BFFs, but the seats only allow you to sit next to each other rather than face each other. No big deal, right? Well, it kind of is if you are deaf or hard of hearing and if you use American Sign Language or ASL to communicate, where you use your hands and facial expressions are important. And those are just a few of the subtleties revealed to those outside of the deaf community in the new Netflix reality series, Deaf U. It follows a group of students at Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C., which is known as the only university in the world where students can live and learn in American Sign Language and English. But students still have to navigate a world that isn't necessarily built for them. The creator of the series is Niall DeMarco, the model, actor, and activist who won both America's Next Top Model and Dancing with the Stars, the first deaf contestant to do so. And he is here with us now to tell us more. And through the miracle of technology, he and I are talking to each other, and you're going to hear the voice of his interpreter, Gray Van Pelt. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Of course. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me today.
As I just noted, you've been on reality television, kind of a star. You're a model, a dancer, clearly an activist. How did the idea of making a show about your alma mater come to you?
It's pretty interesting. It goes back to my own experience being on reality television. I always felt that the image that was kind of made of me on screen was very one-dimensional. It was always asked specifically about my deafness, about my identities, sorts of struggles, but never about the things that I liked or disliked or really anything that would have offered more to who I was. It was nothing really about the culture, right? And the idea for the show really came with the realization that we could use this to reframe the deaf community and offer an entrance into our world, which is so rich in culture and so layered and diverse.
Well, one of the things that I noticed, like if you've seen any show about college life, then you're going to, you know, recognize the types, the athletes, the influencers, you know, right, the activists. But you also introduce us to another divide at Gallaudet between the so-called elite, capital D deaf from well-known deaf families, and then, as you've described elsewhere, lowercase d deaf, those who don't come from these well-known deaf families. Why did you feel it was important to kind of highlight this other divide?
You know, myself, as somebody who views elites as a group, I see it can be a positive thing in the preserving of sign language, our culture. You know, it's about passing down those legacies and those traditions that make our culture so rich. There certainly are lowercase d people who might see elites as someone who's had an unfair advantage, right? Whether it's their educational background, their confidence, their identity, their language fluency. Coming into Gallaudet for them, often, you know, they face a challenge that they have to not only focus on getting a degree, but also focus on learning a new language and a new culture. But there are so many layers to that divide between elites and perhaps lowercase d deaf. And it's something that's really key for our community. It's very complicated, but it's a discussion that we're starting to have.
One of the characters, a football player named Rodney, likes to think of himself as somewhere in the middle of this divide. He has cochlear implants so he can hear, and he also signs. And I just want to play a clip. This is Rodney's father.
Do you feel like you're in between, or like caught in the middle?
I move how I want to move. You feel me? I adapt. So I'm in the Rodney community, really.
In essence, what he is saying to some degree is that he gives himself a license to be an
Yeah, Rodney's family is so incredible. He's one of my absolute favorite on the show. And one thing that I really love about him is that he really, you know, showcases and embodies that there is no one right way to be deaf, right? He's already fluent in American Sign Language. And so he has access to both. He's able to function in a hearing world and in a deaf world with ASL and English versus a lot of other students who come into Gallaudet without sign language. You know, they're facing a struggle of looking to find a place to fit in. Rodney's already got it figured out. And so you can see through the show, he's like, I'm good. It's one of the things I love about him.
Well, I tell you that one of the things that I really liked about this exchange, though, it mirrors some conversations that I think we have about race in this country, too. Rodney's also African-American, and he also exists in this space of trying to figure out, like, what does it mean to be that right now? What do I want to be the truth of me? And who gets to decide that?
I think at the core of it, it comes from growing up specifically in a culture and having access to the language. You know, I do think that Rodney is incredibly confident. And, you know, he knows exactly where his intersectionality lies.
I do want to mention that you've been a forward-facing deaf advocate. Part of your work in this area meant hiring deaf crew members and creatives. I want to highlight that because that's not something that one would necessarily know watching the series, but why was that important?
As someone who is deaf, you know, I know that if you really want an authentic story, it has to happen behind the camera. You know, deaf eyes really capture the culture best, and we actually made it a requirement that we had to hire deaf people. We wanted to ensure that at minimum we had 30% of a deaf crew behind the scenes working, and we ended up with 50%, which was incredible, and it's the first time it's ever been done in history. You know, we're working so that later we have a little Hollywood empire where we're able to develop our own TV shows and our movies and our content that really reflect deaf culture and an authentic experience. And this essentially was the start. I'm so thrilled about it.
That was Niall DeMarco, creator of the new Netflix series, Deaf You. It is available now. And just want to mention that we've been hearing him through the voice of his interpreter. Niall DeMarco, thanks so much for talking to us.
Of course. This was such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.